AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Singer R. Kelly is indicted by a Cook County, Illinois grand jury on 10 charges of sexual abuse of four victims, including at least three between the ages of 13 and 17. Attorney Michael Avenatti says he supplied prosecutors with a videotape he says was of Kelly having sex with a young teen in the late 1990s.
This tape leaves no question as to whether R. Kelly is guilty of multiple sexual illegal acts against a 14-year-old girl.
Kelly, who has consistently denied any sexual misconduct, is to appear in court tomorrow. Special counsel's report on the Russia investigation not likely to be sent to the Justice Department next week. Sagar Magani with details.
Though Bob Mueller is showing signs of wrapping up the probe into Russian election interference and ties to the Trump campaign, a senior Justice Department official tells the AP Mueller's report is not expected to be delivered next week. As the anticipation grows, President Trump is again saying he won the election fair and square.
It had nothing to do with Russia.
And he's looking forward to seeing Mueller's report.
If it's an honest report, it will say that. If it's not an honest report, it won't.
It's also unclear whether Mueller's actual report will ever be made public. Attorney General William Barr will prepare his own report based on the conclusions and says he intends to make some of it public. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump also told reporters that the House Democrats' effort to overturn his national emergency declaration not likely to pass the Senate, and if it does, it won't make it past his desk.
I will veto it, yes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Trump's declaration is more than just presidential overreach.
Not only is he disrespecting the legislative branch, he is the Constitution of the United States, he is dishonoring the office in which he served.
Pelosi is scheduled to vote next Tuesday. This is AP Radio News. The Department of Health and Human Services is out with a new rule blocking federally funded family planning clinics from making abortion referrals.
President Trump vowed to defund Planned Parenthood, and his advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says these new rules are another step in that direction. Federally funded family planning clinics cannot be housed in the same location as abortion providers, and they're required to have a stricter financial separation. Conway accuses Planned Parenthood of lying.
They've been saying for years they don't commingle their funds, so this should be easy for them. Physically separate and financially separate.
Women's groups and some state officials are vowing to sue to block the policy, which includes a ban on referring women to abortion providers, although the option can be raised. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Religious conservatives say the administration's action is a way to end the indirect taxpayer subsidy of abortion providers. Regulation will not be official until it appears in the Federal Register. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.